Step into the world of power, loyalty, and luck.
I'm gonna make him an offer he can't refuse.
With family, cannolis, and spins mean everything.
Now, you wanna get mixed up in the family business.
Introducing The Godfather at ChumbaCasino.com. Test your luck in the shadowy world of The Godfather slot.
Someday, I will call upon you to do a service for me.
Play The Godfather now at ChumbaCasino.com.
Welcome to the family.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
It's time for today's Lucky Land horoscope with Victoria Cash.
Life's gotten mundane, so shake up the daily routine and be adventurous with a trip to Lucky Land. You know what they say, your chance to win starts with a spin. So go to LuckyLandSlots.com to play over 100 social casino-style games for free for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. Get lucky today at LuckyLandSlots.com.
Available to players in the U.S., excluding Washington and Michigan. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void or prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
Every morning, Taryn Armstrong talks Big Brother, looking at the stuff from yesterday. All the drama, all the strategy and silliness from Theo to HOH. Every single season, you know he is the reason. You know what's happening. Rob said that he could do it. Tomorrow he will do it again.
Hello, everyone, and good morning. Welcome to our live feed update for April 5th. I'm your host, Taryn Armstrong, and with me today is Puya. How you doing, Puya?
I'm doing really well, Taryn. Let me be the third person to wish you a happy belated birthday. I believe we now share the same age. We're both 27.
Yeah. So
hopefully, we both have a good year this year.
And yes,
we can find out who was trying to backdoor you last week.
Very important. I really want to know who came up with it, who was told, and when. It's very important.
We'll get to the bottom of it.
Yes.
We'll get to the bottom of it.
We are here to tell you everything that happened yesterday on the Big Brother Canada 7 live feeds. It was day 34 in the house, and we had an eviction. We had a blood veto. We had a lot of things. The feeds were basically out for most of the day prior to the eviction, but Kiki did make some last final campaigns. We heard about them kind of after the fact, and apparently how this went was something along the lines of she had gone to a couple people to be like, hey, you know, I want you to do well in the game. I hope you give me your vote, you know, get rid of Mark. She also had talked to Dane, and Dane tried to give her some advice as a friend, like, hey, look, you know, you've been telling people that you have four different targets. You need to narrow that down to one. You can't be saying too many names. That's what Mama did. That's what Mackie did. It's too much. It's what Chelsea did. And so she said, I don't want to go against Adam and Sam. I don't want to go against Anthony, and said, all right, then you got Corey. You know, say you're against Corey. What can you say against Corey? And so she started campaigning against Corey. And then when she talked to Corey, she was like saying some things about, you know, stuff that she'd heard about Corey and all of this stuff. And Corey at the time was thinking, hey, Dane has said my name. Dane has been talking about backdooring me. She was not feeling good about Dane. And Corey is the one that turned Kiki, turned her eye onto Dane. Like, hey, I think that there's somebody close to you giving you information that is bad for you, and that might be the reason that you're in this position in the first place. And so that's why Kiki went, oh, it's Dane, and decided to go off on Dane in her eviction speech, which we saw on the episode. It happened before she was eventually evicted by a 5-1 vote, or really a 1-0 vote, when Kira decides not to use the blood veto. So that's what happened.
Yes. As you mentioned, very eventful day. It really, the only interesting thing to come out of all of this is that Corey's name gets brought up like this, and Corey ends up becoming an intricate part of before the eviction. And as we now find out post eviction, Corey's name is probably going to be the most interesting one to look out for this week. And just so I get to put my two cents on it, I think we just pretend the blood veto wasn't ever a thing and we move on. Because really, it just wasn't ever really a thing and we can move on.
Yeah. And just hope that it never comes back.
Please. Yeah.
So what's interesting is that Kiki going off on Dane in her eviction speech actually in many ways was ironically a big help for Dane, because he then got to be very hurt and sad. Mm-hmm. And why did that happen? And Corey ends up regretting what she did, what she said to Kiki. She feels like, oh, I think I might have crossed the line. I can't believe Kiki went off on Dane like that. And it's really going to help him get back in good with Corey's good graces, which is important because Corey has won the new HOH. It came down to Corey and Adam. And Adam made a deal with her for safety and dropped. Now, I don't know the details of this deal. I think I have to imagine it was something like, hey, safety for me and Sam, because there has been talk of that. But it was some kind of deal for safety. And Corey is now the HOH.
Yes. And like you alluded to with the whole Dane thing, I feel like Corey's someone who doesn't like the going back on your word or making someone feel bad on national TV, and the fact that she gave this, they had this deal worked out within the HOH. Looks like Adam's going to be safe. But the asterisk or the addendum of Sam will be interesting to look out for now here, because Sam wasn't really up there. Also, another thing I would like to note is that this endurance competition didn't really last all that long. It's 15 minutes is what we're hearing.
I figured. Like, yeah. It's hard to hang upside down like that. I don't care if you got your legs too.
I mean, looking at how everyone struggled to get on there to start, it did not look like it was going to go all that long.
Yeah.
Really. So.
So we have a bit of a crazy night as we have a lot of things trying to get settled here. And really the main part of it is going to be Anthony and Dane are going to really be coordinating a lot of efforts and people and movements in order to make sure everything goes into place in the way that they want it to. So we started off the night with Dane in panic mode. Corey just won the HOH, and Corey is the reason that Kiki just went off on him. This is not looking good. Esty tells him, yeah, Kira told me and Corey and the rest of, you know, the people that that you and Adam were the people that came up with the backdoor Corey plan. And this is news to Dane. He did not know that he was attached to this plan. And to be clear, Dane is swearing up and down that he had nothing to do with it to Anthony, to Esty, to all of his allies, even though he definitely did. I mean, right after the Corey backdoor plan came up, he was like, I did it. I made this happen by telling Sam she wasn't the alpha female anymore. Either he's doing the like deny until you die thing or whatever, like where he just like is like, no, if I keep saying it's not true, then people will believe it's not true. Or he's lying to himself, which almost seems likely at this point as well, that like, hey, I didn't technically say Corey's name. I had nothing to do with it. So Dane is like, no, I had nothing to do with this. He's finding out that that Kira said his name, and you know, all of this stuff is happening with Corey. And so he's very worried here that, you know, that especially because it's not only that he's attached to it, but it's him and Adam. And now he's worried that he might go up on the block next to Adam, which would be the worst possible thing. So he needs to make sure he gets his story straight with Anthony and Adam and Damien and everyone.
Yeah, this is the second week in a row now where we come out of the Feeds Blackout post eviction. And a pretty boy is terrified of what's going to happen to their fate, and they're panicking. But he did take the opposite approach to Mark, whereas Mark was like, let me just go be up front with Dane. And he even wanted to take it a step further and spill more beans. I think you're right. I think Dane here is trying to buy his own nonsense and also deny till you die. Like, just try and disassociate as much as possible, because he doesn't want to sit up there with a pretty boy. He doesn't want to be up there with Adam. Obviously, he knows that he's could be in deep trouble here, but his hope is that it's not him he's next to, it's somebody else outside of his four, so that he can maybe salvage something here.
Yes. So he, Adam is in the meantime going to go to Mark, and Adam is also worried now because he's hearing these, this wind of like, oh, it was Adam and Dane. And he's like, no, 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 no. And he sees that Dane is running around and he's concerned that Dane is going to try to throw him under the bus to keep himself and Esty safe. He's like, that's not okay. This shouldn't be falling on me. And Mark is like, no, no, you're right. You're right. You're right. No, Dane's not going to do that. Like, Mark is trying to keep the peace, but Adam is really upset. Set right now.
Yeah, his gears are turning. I mean, it's not easy to be one of the last two in a competition, fall down, feel safe, and then immediately start hearing stuff and get worried, obviously. And this is Adam we're talking about. He's been a little cagey when it comes to moments like this. He hasn't had to feel this way often because of given how most of the time the wins have been either him or Dane for a long time. This is kind of the first real time where I don't think he feels like he has any control over his fate here, which is true because it's Corey. It wasn't Chelsea. It wasn't Sam. He should be worried, but he didn't think you had to be worried this much after that deal. So he's definitely scrambling.
Yes. So Adam is going to have a conversation with Dane. It's pretty tense. They have this in the lounge and they're really getting into it. Dane is like, the most important thing is that we don't go up on the block together. That's terrible. Nothing else matters. But Adam's like, yeah, but so who goes up? Sam? And Dane's like, it doesn't matter. If you go up on the block next to Sam, you're fine. If I go up on the block next to Esty, I'm fine. We just can't go on the block together. And Adam's like, yeah, but this should not be blowing up on me. I had nothing to do with it. And Dane's like, I had nothing to do with it either. Okay. We need to make this work. And they are not making this work in this conversation.
No, not at all. It's actually really funny to see because, like you said, Dane wants to go out of his way to make it known, like, hey, I'm with you. I care about you. I don't want it to be us. But also, Adam just wants to not have his name be in the mix at all here. He doesn't think he deserves this at all. And then he gets angry at one point with Dane in this car. And he's like, oh, I could have freaking won. Like, I was right there. And like, now I have to worry. Now my name's out there in the mix. So this is not great. But also, obviously, what else comes out in this conversation is that Adam will still be looking out for Sam regardless of how these chips fall. And no matter how much Dane is going to try and push that, listen, if you're next to her, we're fine. Because if also I'm next to Esty, we're fine. It's not enough for him. He wants his cake and he wants to eat it too. And right now it's looking like he can't have both and he's not happy. So,
yeah.
There you go.
There's some stuff happening right now. They're deciding nominations. We then get Kira and Corey. They have a little bit of a conversation. Kira has seen that this whole backdoor thing is starting to blow up. And so Kira wants to make sure that Corey knows the story is, I did not name names. I did not name names. Right? Right? Right, Corey? Corey's like, okay, yeah. So that's going on there. Adam is going to go to Sam. He's pissed. He says Kira apparently told Esty that it was him and Dane that came up with the Corey backdoor, and that's what Dane just told him. And he's like, that's not okay. And Sam is trying to pin this all on Dane, like, oh yeah, this is just classic Dane trying to get the blame off of anyone but himself. But she says, don't worry, we're fine. We're good with Anthony. We're good with Corey. We can trust them. Adam's like, oh, I don't know. Okay. I don't like this. I don't like my name being out there. He's very, very upset. And Sam is just like, don't worry. It's just Dane being Dane. Sam right now feels like, Dane, he's in the crosshairs. She's had conversations with Corey where Corey has been like, hey, I'm coming for Dane. Corey just flipped Kiki against Dane. Sam feels good right now.
Yeah, and this honestly is reminiscent of a bad rom-com where the guy's best friend and his new girlfriend are butting heads and one of them can have him and it's just a matter of which one. And they're going to do everything they can to throw them under the bus. And Kira's kind of, at this point, Sam's best friend in that movie. And this quadruple fight that they're having right now, Sam has nothing to worry about because it seems like she's winning this war. She's winning this battle. Dane's goose is cooked if she has anything to think about because of everything that's been laid out so far this night. It doesn't look like she has to worry. She just has to calm down her pit bull, a.k.a. Adam, and that's all she's trying to do is, listen, You can't be like this. It makes you look guilty. Like, just don't. Just calm down and we'll pick up the pieces. You're going to be okay. It's that snake Dane. It's all Dane.
Yes. And something else that happened in the Kira Corey conversation is that Corey talked about next week she feels pretty good because she has Adam and Sam and Anthony and all of these people competing in the HOH who she feels good with. And so right now I'm thinking Corey, she flipped Kiki against Dane. She's been bonding with Sam. She was talking about targeting Dane with Sam. I'm thinking, hey, these nominations could be Dane and Esty. Mm-hmm. And if that's the case, this might be a tricky situation. If Corey wants Dane gone, then there are six votes. The Pretty Boys are three of those votes. The other three votes are Damien, Sam, and Kira. I think it's a really hard sell to say to Damien, Sam, and Kira, hey, yeah, Esty is the bigger threat here. We really need Esty to go. I think that's a really hard sell, and I think that they could be in a spot where it's like a 3-3 vote. Maybe they can get one and keep Dane safe, or maybe they can flip Corey and keep Dane safe. But no matter who they have to flip, it's a hard sell. And yeah, again, kind of puts them in a situation where they're outing themselves, where it's three guys plus whoever else they're able to flip. And Adam will be voting, not with Sam and so on and so forth. This is, again, potentially a tricky situation for them, depending on how this plays out.
Yeah, and I think you want to talk about who else comes off looking like a sad hurt puppy dog. It's Esty. Esty just lost what you could argue in that house to be her number one and only person. She looks alone right now. Does she look threatening? Not in the least bit. So putting her up next to Dane, if Dane is truly who you want to go, might be one of the harder sells here. And you might have to look into not doing that and putting Dane up next to someone at least somewhat formidable in the eyes of people so that it makes it easier. But I will say, if that is what happens, it would be interesting because of the divisions you just laid out. It would be very intriguing to see what happens here, especially since aside from the Mackie vote, we've really not had anyone or any faction go against any type of grain in the last like 4 weeks. So,
yeah. Now we are going to take a quick break for our sponsors and we'll be right back.
Discover why critics are calling Kingdom of the Planet of the Apes the best film of the franchise.
What a wonderful day!
It's a jaw-dropping spectacle that demands to be seen on the biggest screen possible.
We need to go.
Hang on. It is our time.
Kingdom of the Planet of the Apes, now playing only in theaters. Rated PG-13. Some material may be inappropriate for children under 13.
It's time for today's Lucky Land horoscope with Victoria Cash.
Life's gotten mundane, so shake up the daily routine and be adventurous with a trip to Lucky Land. You know what they say, your chance to win starts with a spin. So go to LuckyLandSlots.com to play over 100 social casino-style games for free for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. Get lucky today at LuckyLandSlots.com.
Available to players in the U.S., excluding Washington and Michigan. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
And we're back. So let's get back to the show. We get Adam and Kira. Adam is going to go to Kira and be like, hey, did you say my name? Did you say it was me and Dane that came up with this Corey thing? Kira says, no. Did not say that. Adam says, oh, well, Dane just told me that Esty told him that you said it was me and Dane. And Kira's like, well, no, it's not you. I don't know. I don't know where Esty got that from. It's like, well, I guess I got to go to Esty and ask Esty, what's going on there. Kira's like, well, obviously Esty's just going to, if Esty already lied, obviously Esty is going to continue to lie. Obviously, what are you thinking, Adam? And he's like, well, I just don't like that. I just want to get to the bottom of this. I don't like this at all. Kira's just like, nah, it's you just need to calm down, Adam. Going to Esty's not going to help anything. You know, it's just, it's everything's fine. And so they just keep going and on and on. You know, Kira says at the very least, just wait until tomorrow. You're all hyped up right now. Just wait until tomorrow to talk to Esty.
Yeah. If they have anything to do with it, they do not want this, but obviously we've talked again, it's Adam. Adam is angry. He wants all the answers. He wants his cake and he wants to eat it too. So he would like to get to the bottom of this ASAP. Waiting till tomorrow is not what Adam wants, but obviously it's better for Kira, because if that is to happen, you get that much closer to Noms, let the Noms happen, then everything blows over, we're fine. But explosive stuff is not going to be good, and I don't think Kira wants to have a confrontation with Adam about anything or to deal with any stress tonight.
Yes. So Sam is going to talk with Corey, and they're dancing. They're excited. You know, this is what they talked about earlier in the last few days. Sam says, you know, I missed my shot last week. Maybe I could have handled my HOH differently. Maybe I should have tried to find a way to take a shot at Dane. I just didn't see how. But you know, now Kiki's gone. Now we can take this shot. You're the only person I've talked to about this Dane thing. And, you know, I trust you, Corey. Like let's do this. And Corey's like, yeah. You know, I'm totally with you. Totally. Super, super smart to only tell me about this, this Dane thing. You know, so, you know, everything's good. And Sam says, yeah, it's been so frustrating because I can't talk to Adam about Dane. He trusts Dane too much. I think they might have something together with, like, they're working together, but that just leaves me on the outside and I don't like that. And just more and more just opening up and telling, Corey all of these things. You know, Corey wants to know about Kiki's campaign. She says, you know, something I was confused about, like, what did Kiki tell you today? And Sam was like, I didn't talk to Kiki today. And she's like, I mean, in the storage, in the pantry. She was just like personal stuff. She's like, okay. And so, you know, they have this conversation. It seems like it's a pretty decent one. But there's also a lot of stuff happening in the meantime. Anthony's going to join this Sam Corey conversation, but first we got to talk about some other conversations that Anthony's having and other people are having. But for right now, it's going well. It's they're happy. Sam is like, all right, let's take this shot at Dane. We're going to make this happen. Things are good. We got this.
Yeah. Everything's looking really good. And for all intents and purposes, it looks like these two are building some type of an understanding and a bond and a relationship, which is also great for both parties involved. I did catch a glimpse of this conversation where Corey's talking about trusting and how I waited to not tell you things, because if I tell you now I can see where it's coming from. Like, it was a little bit dancey, but compared to every other conversation that was going down last night, this was probably one of the more solid ones for the two parties involved. So,
yeah. So in the meantime, Dane is talking to Mark. Now Dane is complaining to Mark about Adam. So Adam was complaining to Mark about Dane. Now Dane is complaining to Mark about Adam. And says he needs to calm down. He's just going nuts. Mark says, don't worry about it. I can talk to Adam. He listens to me. It's kind of like a bad cop, good cop kind of thing. It works. So just let me keep the peace. And it's really true. Mark is really sort of the glue that helps keep them together when they get really mad at each other. Kira is going to talk to Anthony. They're going to run to Anthony, and Anthony is really just more and more becoming the mentor, sort of confidant for Kira, where Kira goes to Anthony like, oh, Anthony, people are lying about me and they're putting my name out there. I don't like this. And Anthony was like, you gotta relax. You gotta calm down. You don't think people are going to do this? That's the game. That's the game. You need to just relax. You need to calm down, and you just remember you have a good relationship with Corey. Everything's gonna be fine. And Kira's like, yeah, but for next week, I just don't. It's just annoying when people put my name out there. And he's like, hey, that's the game. You gotta accept that. You know, you don't think people are gonna come to me someday in a few weeks and be like, hey, Kira is saying all these things about you, whatever. And Kira's like, no, no, and I'll be like, hey, I'll go to you and I'll be like, hey, I've been hearing these things, and you know, I don't think they're true. Like, let's just get to the bottom of this. You know, that's just how it is with me, and that's how we'll handle it. And you need to calm down, just relax, don't let it get to you. Kira's like, okay, yeah, you're right. I gotta chill. Okay, thank you, Anthony. it's very funny.
Yeah. And remember, kids, stay humble. Yeah. That's Anthony. That's the Lord of the North for you right there. Mr. Anthony, just kind of keeping the lid on Kira for now. And I do think this whole mentor-mentee relationship is something that's going to be something worth looking out for with regards to Anthony and Kira and how this dynamic unravels their games of the house.
Yes. So then we're going to get, we're going to go back to Sam and Corey. Because after this conversation, Anthony's going to go up to the HOH room and he's going to join the Sam and Corey conversation. And this is something I tweeted about because it was very funny. So he joins the conversation and Sam wants to know from Corey, like, so do you have any thoughts? Like, what you plan to do yet? And Corey, and so how this is positioned here is that Corey is sitting in the chair and Sam is on the couch to the right. And then Anthony is on the, sitting on the same couch further to the right. So, from like how it's looking, Sam is looking at Corey and Anthony is kind of behind Sam also looking at Corey. And so when Sam asks Corey, you know, hey, do you have anybody in mind? Like any thoughts yet? Anthony just looks straight at Corey and shakes his head. And Corey says, you know, I just need to process first. And he nods his head. Yes. I tweeted about this and then I believe BB Toombs responded with the clip of it. I'll need to retweet that. It's very funny. And I also said, like, to be clear, it is we didn't have a wide shot of this. It is possible that Anthony was just kind of like unconsciously just kind of like nodding and shaking his head to the conversation, which he does from time to time. But it definitely looked like he was looking straight at Corey, trying to direct her in this moment. And it was very funny.
Yeah. And whether it was or wasn't, it was good to watch. And also it worked because Corey definitely did exactly what Anthony subconsciously would have been saying there.
Yes. However, she does say to Sam, but don't worry. It's not going to be you or Adam. And at that point, Anthony, I'm sure, is like, sure, I nodded too soon.
Yeah, he should have held out for this moment. Not great.
Yes. So then Sam is going to leave and Anthony's going to talk to Corey. And so the very first thing Anthony does, he's gonna be like, so I talked to Dane and Dane told me, like, oh, Sam, she's so shady. I think she came up with this whole thing to pin it on me. And I was like, you don't think I already know that, Dane? I know how shady Sam is. Like, of course. And like, I've noticed now that Anthony does this a lot, where in order to make his point to somebody that he's talking to, he will say that he was talking to somebody else and he will either make fun of that person for something that, how awful of this person that he actually wants the person he's talking to realize, like, it's that sort of thing where it's like, if you know that somebody stole cookies from the cookie jar, you'll talk to that person and be like, hey, can you believe Bob stole cookies from the cookie jar? He's the worst. I hate him. We should beat him up. He's terrible. And then the person that stole cookies is like, oh, yeah, yeah, the worst. And then they'll never want to steal cookies again.
Yeah.
So that's what he does. And so, and then that's part of it. And so another part of it is like, hey, Dane told me how shady Sam is. And I was like, you don't think I know that already? It's obvious. I know that, which is a way to display to Corey that, like, this is a well-known fact. We're not dumb. We know this.
Right.
And so Sam, and so as so after he says this to Corey, Corey's like, yeah, Sam, super shady. And I was like, what? What happened to the days of bonding with each other? Where did that go? Oh my God. Corey's been playing Sam this whole time.
It's incredible how a little bit of Anthony just being like, but we're not the dumb ones. Like, obviously this is known. That's all it'll take. And it takes with Corey. Now, obviously, there is a part of me that's like, maybe she's kind of like playing up to Anthony's feelings right now. Like, because obviously on the regular, their relationship seems fine. But if her relationship with Anthony is like this more than anybody. So if Anthony feels a certain way, she's going to take that information with more weight than any other feeling she's been having.
Yeah. So she's like, yeah, you know what Sam just did? She slides straight to my face. Saying that Kiki didn't campaign to her and Adam today. And then I pointed out, oh, what about the pantry? And she was like, oh, yeah, the pantry. And I was like, oh, man. And Anthony's like, yep, I knew it. What have I been telling you this whole time? I don't think it was Dane. I think it was Sam. And she went to Adam. That's what happened with the backdoor plan. She was like, yeah, pretty sure that's the case. And so they just start talking about Sam and how shady Sam is. She's the worst. She's so Machiavellian. She's bad news bears. She's bad news bears. Sam is bad news bears. Esty is bad news bears. Adam, he's with the bears, but you know, we can save him for later. So he's really pushing this, like, you can't trust Sam. It would be great if we could get Sam out. And you know, they don't really talk targets. Adam is eventually going to interrupt, but really just Anthony making sure that he has Corey in the right spot, making sure to protect Dane and mm-hmm. to make sure that Dane does not go on the block as a target at the very least, and that Sam is in Corey's mind as a potential target, or at the very least Esty as a backup if Corey won't go after Sam. Because even if Sam doesn't trust even if Corey doesn't trust Sam, she didn't make a deal with Adam, and she also feels like at least now Sam is not coming for her because Sam has bigger fish to fry, mainly Dane. And something else is that Anthony mentioned to Corey that why do you think Sam's coming after Dane? Because if Dane had won this HOH, Sam would be on the block. Sam would be going home. And Corey's like, oh, maybe I shouldn't have won. And so I think part of what's in Corey's mind as well is that maybe I don't need to take out Sam. Maybe that's Dane's job. But Anthony is in her head. We are not going to see the situation where Dane and Esty are on the block together, where Dane is the target. If Dane and Esty do go up together, it would be Esty that as the target, or you know, whatever the case may be. But the guys seemingly safe as long as Anthony has something to do with it here.
Yeah, no, he put in a shift for them, especially when they couldn't save themselves. He's made sure to try and at least divert the attention away. And I do think all of this will come to a head where Corey will come to realize, hey, if these two are going to go after each other, if Dane wants Sam, Sam wants Dane, then if they both stay, that's just good for me. So that'll be something to keep in. The other thing I wanted to touch on is that the same two people that we're talking about now were literally talking 3 minutes before we got on, Taryn. And Slithering Sam became a thing I heard. So I think moving forward, Slithering Sam should be in our vocabulary.
Yes. So Esty is bad news, bears, pajamas, bananas in pajamas. But it's not. Look, Anthony hasn't fixed this yet, but I've declared that Esty is now just a banana in pajama.
OK,
because Kiki's gone. There's no more.
Two of them.
Not two of them anymore.
Yeah.
So that's that. So Sam is now Slithering Sam, Slithering mm-hmm. Snake Sam. I think Bad News Bears will have to move to somebody else, I think, once Sam and Esty are gone. Mm-hmm. You know, maybe it'll be Adam. Maybe Adam will be the Bad News Bears.
Yeah. And Anthony's Lord of the North.
Adam is going to talk to Corey. He comes and interrupts the Anthony Corey conversation. He is still just like, I'm just so frustrated. So frustrated. That's not me mispronouncing frustrated, by the way. That's Adam mispronouncing frustrated. And can I just say again, the weary, wary thing, right? They always say, I'm really weary of this person, when they mean to say, I'm wary of this person. And it happens a lot in Big Brother, but like really, really bad this season. And I also just started listening to an audiobook where the author uses weary and wary a lot. And every time I hear weary, I have to think of them mispronouncing it in Big Brother, and it takes me out of the story. And I'm very frustrated with them. So I'm very frustrated with them. So I would like for them to stop.
You guys are ruining Taryn's audiobook listening experience, and he's not happy about it.
Yes. Big Brother needs to interfere. This is a very important matter. They need to say, hey, guess what, guys? It's wary. I'm wary of your vocabulary.
House guests, Canada is listening, and they're not happy with your grammatical mistakes. Okay?
Yes. Anyway, Adam's saying, I'm very frustrated with the situation.
clearly.
And he's like, apparently my name has been dropped and I don't like this. Dane told me that Esty said that that Kira said that it was me and Dane and it was not me and Dane. And Corey's like, just calm down. It's fine. You're fine. I believe you. I never thought it was you. Don't worry about it.
Relax. This is exactly what Sam didn't want. This is exactly what none of them want. Adam needs to calm down. It's pretty incredible to me that as a big guy, you're coming in looking like a physical threat and kind of everything's worked out for you. Your name hasn't really been brought up. You're having like had to sit on the block. You've been winning vetoes. When your name comes up once, it's natural. It happens. It's the game. Relax. Calm down. You just made a deal. At least make it seem like you believe this deal has any weight. Don't try and, you know, bring this stuff up and look all upset, making it look like you don't trust that this person is going to, you know, honor the deal. So none of this is good. But obviously, at this point, enough work has been done. Corey's like, dude, just don't even think about it. You're fine.
Yes. So in the meantime there, Dane is talking to Esty again, trying to make sure that their stories line up. Mm-hmm. Esty is then going to start to go up to talk to Corey. And then Anthony comes in. And so... This is really funny. And I'm going to say, watching Dane and Anthony over the course of the night, it brought me back to Big Brother 16. It brought me back to Derek and Cody, the way that they kept coordinating, moving their pieces around the board, getting their story straight. I'm serious. It was straight out of Big Brother 16. And I know that, that's not a favorable comparison for many people. But it's part of what I liked watching because it is interesting, like how they managed to do this because they also are very good at sort of unspoken communication. Anthony comes into the pantry and he's able to sort of like, get Dane to like go and talk to him. And he says, we need to go talk right now. And Dane was like, is it bad? Very bad. Adam is losing it. And so they run out to the hot tub and he's like, we've lost Adam. He's gone totally rogue. It's ridiculous. He's freaking out. He's freaking out that his name is heard. He's freaking out that Sam might go on the block. He's losing his mind. He's talking about marrying this girl and she doesn't even know his last name. And, like Mama Pike, you gotta talk some sense into this. I'm trying for you, Mama Pike. And he's just like going crazy about Adam. And this is what I'm talking about where he says he's so unwilling to let Sam go. He's not for the team. It's not okay. He's really railing so hard on Adam. And what he is telling Dane is, and he's saying very clearly, you should not do this with Esty. You should not do this with Esty. This is how we respond if you do this with Esty. He even says at one point, I told Adam, you don't think Dane has feelings for Esty? Of course Dane has feelings for Esty. But Dane would drop Esty in a heartbeat because Dane is for the team. Dane is a lion. And he's saying this to Dane. It's a very clear message to Dane. Mm-hmm. And Dane is like, yeah, totally right. Totally right. Adam's the worst. I would never do that. It's a long bashing session for Adam here.
This is exactly the cookie thing you said earlier. Yeah. You know, by bashing on Adam, he's making it clear to Dane that, hey, I see you doing the same thing a little bit, but you better back off because this is exactly how we're going to retaliate. And go ahead.
And it's so effective. That because I think Anthony realizes too that like if Sam isn't the one to go, Esty is the next one he wants to leave. Right. And so Esty might need to go. And so he's putting Dane in this position. And this is so effective that Dane is not only willing to let Esty go this week if that's what needs to happen, he's also willing to go on the block this week. Yeah. He's like, no, I'm for the team. I'm not afraid to touch the block. I'm a manly dude. I'm for the team. I'm with you, Anthony. I'll go on the block. It's fine. And It's like he's really genuine about it, as we'll talk about later.
Yeah, it was pretty incredible how Anthony was able to wind Dane up like this and just let him go and spin around thinking about this idea and actually having very, very strong feelings to doing this. Again, it goes back to what you said, which I am kind of in love with this analogy now of also being like, you know, it's dumb. It's dumb not to want to take one for the team. It's dumb not to want to like just let this happen. And Dane not only takes that as taking one for the team with Esty going, but taking one for the team and sitting on the block next to her. You know, it's incredible. Yeah. It's pretty impressive. And I know no one likes these Derek comparisons, and that is surely not what we're saying here. All we're saying is it's pretty impressive watching Anthony do this successfully with Dane, especially when Dane is one of the guys that has a lot of the information in the house. I like
Yes. Their personalities are very different. Their level of knowledge of the game is very different. But it's the style of gameplay, the style of how they position themselves and operate in the game. Even their style of manipulation is different, but it's really just, it's the way that they operate is so similar in terms of like positioning themselves in the house and their role in the house, as like nobody would ever think to put up Anthony. It was the same way with Derek. There's a reason why Derek was never nominated. And he has essentially what I see to be his Cody in Dane, where Dane is willing to go up on the block. Dane is willing to be the piece that he moves around to make things happen. And Derek was a lot more subtle. Derek was a lot more, a lot better at moving the whole board and putting the pieces in place, without, you know, getting caught as much as Anthony has, and he's a lot less hot-headed and all of these things. But I think that their style of gameplay is very similar, even though there are a lot of differences. Derek would usually try and make people think that it was their idea, which Anthony does as well, but in a very different way. So I don't know. I think the comparison is very apt, but obviously there are a lot of differences. Just having watched Derek on the feeds for so long and watching him and Cody operate, it just felt so similar. I had like intense deja vu watching Dane and Anthony operate last night. So yeah, it's I understand the comparisons are usually controversial, but yeah, but it really struck me with this one.
Yeah, well, it's like because we've talked about how Derek knew the game, knew the ins and outs. So it's like, if you guys want a comparison, I'll go with an athlete, right? An athlete in their prime, they've played in the league that they're in for 11 years. That's kind of Derek. Yeah. But then that athlete in their rookie year, that's Anthony. Same guy, but like just starting to figure stuff out, just getting a feel for the game. There's a lot of promise, but it's not all well put together yet.
I think that's perfect. I think that's totally perfect, because I could absolutely see if Anthony spent time training as an undercover detective for the next 15 years and then came back and played the game again. I feel like he would probably be very and studied up on Big Brother. Then I feel like the comparisons would be very similar.
Yeah.
So we got Anthony and Dane. Dane starts talking about like, so, you know, we got this mess with the backdoor plan. What happened was Esty told me today, and it had nothing to do with me. It was Sam's plan and all this stuff. And Anthony was like, go tell Corey that right now. She needs to hear that. She needs to, you know, get this all straight. And Dane's like, okay. And he's like, and then come right back to me. really just directing the action. So Dane is going to try to talk to Corey, but he is interrupted because Corey is still talking with Esty, because Esty, after she had talked to Dane, had gone up to Corey. And so Esty is talking to Corey, and they have a long conversation about everything that happened. Esty basically explains her entire week last week from her perspective, that she was trying to save her friend, but now her friend is gone and she doesn't know where to go from here. She talks about how, Sam came up with the backdoor plan. And then once Sam found out that the backdoor plan was exposed, she backtracked. She said, oh, can't do it now. Let's just blame it on Kira. And Esty was like, blame it on Kira. I thought that was so shady, because Kira has Sam's back, and I like that would be like me trying to blame everything on Kiki. Like, I would never do that. That's just so shady to me. And this is Esty doing a pretty decent job of, you know, being being the person that we kind of want Esty to be, where like now that Kiki is gone, this is what we saw from her last week when she was trying to protect Kiki with Sam. She was doing pretty well. I think that she is really with the direction of Dane, hitting all of the right points. And the coordination with Dane and his people and Anthony is really, really well done here, because Anthony goes in, he plants the seeds with Corey. He goes, talks to Dane. Dane has been getting his story straight with Esty. He gives Dane marching orders. Esty is hitting all the right points with Corey. And Corey is already starting to feel like, I just feel so bad about what happened with Dane. I hope that Kiki leaves, you know, gets out of the house and sees the truth that, that she shouldn't blame Dane. Whoops. And so then Esty is going to leave, and Dane has talked to Damien now, and he's getting his story straight with Damien, because Damien is one of his people. And he's like, hey, Damien, we need to get our story straight. I need to catch you up on this. Like, this is what happened. Corey had Sam had a backdoor Corey plan. I was told about it just today, so on and so forth. So when you talk to, Corey, you know, this is what you need to say. And Damien's like, that's cool. He then talks with Esty. Esty's like, so this is what I said to Corey. And she repeats like word for word all of what she said. So this is what you need to say, because this is what I said. And Dane says, okay. He gets called away to Corey. He goes to talk to Corey, and Corey's like, look, I want to apologize because, you know, things were not looking good for you, Dane. He's like, yeah, I totally get that. This is what happened, is that Sam came up with the backdoor plan, and she said it was you. And I thought that Kira had already told you. Because I saw Kira go to talk to you. I thought Kira was saying, hey, Sam and Adam are talking about you. I didn't even realize that I needed to go tell you. That's my bad. I apologize to Anthony. Because Anthony, too, was like, you should have told me about this earlier, because then we could have come up with a better plan. And he's like, I'm sorry. I didn't mean to go behind your back. I thought that Kira already told you, but I understand how it looked, and it was bad. And Corey's like, no, that makes sense. Because everything that I was seeing makes sense if it's just that you weren't telling me about this thing, not that you were coming up with it yourself. He's like, yes, absolutely. I did not come up with this myself. It was all Sam. And she's like, I get that. And so, you know, now I'm sorry for saying what I said to Kiki. You know, things had looked really bad. So I was, you know, talking to her about like, hey, you're telling me all of this information. I don't think it's true. And, you know, there are two ways you get information that you believe. Right. You experience it yourself, or you're told by a trusted source. She definitely didn't experience this herself. So I was like, who's the trusted source? I figured it might be Dane. So I told her that, and I told her that maybe she shouldn't be trusting this person, and that they might be the reason that they're put on the block. And then she went after you in the speech. And I just want to, you know, apologize. And Dane says, that's great. Thank you so much for saying that. I really hope we can move forward. You know, I trust the big man. You trust the big man. We love him. He's been my boy. And so now, you know, now I trust you. I would never go against him. So I would never go against you. And, you know, I hope that we can move forward together. If I need to go on the block this week, I'm down. I'll go to war. You know, I'll win the veto. I won't go home. I don't think I'll go home. Corey says, I wouldn't want you to go home. And he says, that's awesome. And I will, of course, not come after you when I stay. And so that's really kind of like how they leave that conversation.
Yeah. And it's key to note that Dane feels amazing about this. Obviously, mm-hmm. Dane starts the night feeling nervous as all heck, really worried. Clearly, he still would like, if he's very willing to sit on that block. And for whatever reason, he's convinced that it's the right call. I'm assuming it's because he doesn't want to get backdoored. I'm assuming it's because he wants the veto, right? He thinks if he gets the veto, at least he knows he's safe, etc. With the numbers dwindling, that's probably where he's looking at. But honestly, it all worked pretty magnificently for all of them to feel really well. And everyone kind of hit all the points they needed to hit. And it starts to look like maybe things are clearing up here.
Yes. So Dane is going to go back down and check in with Anthony. He's going to say, Anthony, this is what I said. This is what she said. Dane, very good at remembering all of the details of the conversations. And like, really, again, like I could barely keep up with them talking about getting the story straight and all of the details that they were talking about, because there was so much so fast, and Dane was on top of it like that. And so he goes to Anthony, says, this is exactly what happened. This is what I said. This is what she said. And he's like, perfect. Perfect. Yes. This is how we do it. Let's go. And so, you know, they're super pumped about that. He's like, all right, we're going to talk. You know, Corey wanted to talk, with the three of us tomorrow. And so we're going to figure out a plan. And I told her I was willing to go up on the block. And Anthony was like, well, you know, maybe you can go up on them. Maybe we can make something else happen. And so then Dane goes and checks in with Esty. They get their, he tells her what happened and all of that stuff. She's like, go up on the block? I don't know about that. I don't know about that, Dane. What if the veto is used? It's like, no, it's fine. It's fine. And so it's all coordinated. It's all good. Dane is not Sam's target. As long as Dane is not Sam's target, then they should be fine, because Anthony should be able to retain the services of Corey, and Corey is a tiebreaker. If worse comes to worse, they still have Damien, who probably wouldn't vote against Dane if he could help it. Although, again, if it's Dane versus Esty, you never know. But for the most part here, things are looking good. Anthony seems to have pretty good control over this. Again, very good coordination with Dane, the way that he managed to flip this whole situation. He was such Corey's target that Corey tried to flip Kiki against him earlier today so that Kiki would, you know, go against him in her speech and all of that stuff. And then with just in just a matter of a couple of hours, you know, Dane managed to flip the whole thing around with Anthony's help. And now it's back on Sam. It's back on these other people. And Sam, in the meantime, is like, hey, yes, I just celebrated with Corey. Things are looking great. Like they really dropped the ball. Dane went into overtime, and Sam and Adam and Kira were just kind of like, yes, we got this. And that's how it goes sometimes in the Big Brother house.
Yeah, if you just take your eye off the prize 1 second, someone else will come in and go for the swoop. And they really did turn a big deficit last night. It could have been detrimental for Dane. Obviously, not everything's said and done. Nominations haven't happened yet. But for a quick turnaround on one night's worth of work, that's really good. The things they needed to hit, they hit. You know, the remorse that Corey felt after the way Kiki exposes Dane on live TV is one, but then also the way Anthony and Dane and Esty, like, they coordinated every point to make sure there were no slips, make sure it didn't look like I didn't know, you didn't know, something you said wrong, I said wrong. Perfect. And then meanwhile, you've got Sam there being a little shaky, because let's not forget the first conversation with Sam, we're all sitting there thinking, hey, that was pretty good. That was pretty good. But then obviously everything got overwritten because Sam still had moments like, oh, I didn't talk to Kiki yesterday. Oh, I mean that. Yeah, I did talk about that. Whereas these three didn't let anything be meshed up, anything be blurry. Everything was crystal clear. So kudos, honestly, kudos.
Yeah, I did forget. I had in my notes here that I somehow skipped over. Anthony did talk to Damien. Somebody was asking in the chat about Damien. They were happy. They were celebrating, Anthony and Damien, because they're both really close with Corey. And you know, our boy Damien still safe. Safe this
Still
week.
Safe.
I love Damien too, because he was talking with Dane. He's talking with Anthony. Damien is, of all of the like side alliances, Damien is like the one person who has like multiple pretty boys, right? He's got Anthony. He's got Dane. He's even got Adam to some extent. He definitely has Mark. Like everybody else is just, they've got one. They've got one pretty boy, but Damien, he's got all four. To some extent, Adam to a lesser extent. And in this conversation with Anthony, he's like, I've heard Adam is hearing that I'm coming for him. I want to know who's telling him that. It's Anthony. But Anthony is still also at the same time trying to protect Damien to some extent. Kira is probably in the second best position in terms of side alliances. Kira has two of the guys to a little extent as well, with Adam and Anthony. And they're also working on Mark too. So Kira really coming for that Damien spot. Adam and Damien talk. Adam said, Anthony and Damien talk. Anthony says that they have to figure out how to keep Corey safe next week, but they're happy to be safe this week, and they want to prevent her from being manipulated by those Bad News Bears people.
Yeah, no, you don't want Bad News Bears coming after your people at all. Not gonna happen. There is a comparison, Taryn, that I would like to potentially get your take on. Because I was thinking about this yesterday. Damien doesn't have really the comp prowess. We haven't seen that. Also doesn't have like an alliance thing going on. But his social game and the way people feel about him kind of reminds me of Casey from last year. Do you think there's anything there, or do you think I'm reading just because of recency bias into it?
I think there's something there in like the social game part of it. Honestly, yeah. this might be controversial. I'm willing to say that I think Damian might be better strategically. I think that he's a little more proactive than Casey was, although that's a little results oriented. Casey didn't need to be proactive because Tyler was doing everything for her. We don't know how she would have handled a situation like Damian where she was all alone. Maybe she would have been more proactive in that spot. But I have seen Damian be more proactive about lying and making sure that, you know, he's in a good spot than Casey did. But again, that could just be situational. So I think it's a pretty good comparison. I think that they are both very good at just being solid and making people feel good about them. Yeah. I think Damian, again, even potentially more so than Casey, is like so chill. Damian has never blown up on anyone. No. You know, I can't even picture Damian, you know, going after Scotty like Casey did. So I think it's a good comparison.
Yeah. All right. Well, we'll see how it tracks moving forward.
Yes. I will say, though, I don't, as much as I like Damian and as much as I like that he is like one of the cooler spots of the house in terms of like playing all of the pretty boys, I don't like his position here. Corey winning was definitely good for him to some extent, but I think that as each week passes by, Damian's stock in the game, so to speak, is going to continue to fall. Unless something major changes, and with even though Corey winning keeps him safe this week, it's seeming like nothing is going to change in the structure of the house. And again, as each week passes, it becomes harder and harder to break free of that. And Damian really needs to break free of that, and he's starting to run out of runway. And you know, his time is going to come soon if something doesn't change here.
Yeah, and I mean, we're talking about a bunch of these people. Like, everyone has some kind of a solid alliance or a solid pairing, whereas I feel like Damian is loosely connected to a lot of people, but when push comes to shove, we get to a point, because right now, obviously, you know, there's Anthony, okay, SD is expendable and Sam is expendable. Once they go, who's expendable? Damian's name will start coming up eventually, so he's got to try probably at this point to either solidify something or just figure a way out to just strengthen the connections he does have to the point where he's safe regardless, and people are willing to take a chance on him than to just let him go and figure it out the week after.
Yes. Mark in the chat wanted to know about Mark. if Dane and Esty are on the block on eviction night, will Mark take his shot at Dane and vote him out? That's actually a very good question, because if you think about it, Dane and Esty being on the block together, it could still be a close vote. You know, I think Sam would probably want Dane out over Esty, although you can't be entirely sure. You should think that Kira would want Dane out over Esty, but again, definitely can't be entirely sure. Kira at one point last night was like, I just need Esty to leave. So you can't be entirely sure, but those are two potential votes. You get Damian, who I think might choose Esty over Dane in that spot, especially if Mark goes to him with a plan saying, hey, this is our time. We take Sam, we take Kira, we vote ourselves, we get a huge threat out of the game, we reel in Esty, like, this is our move. It's possible. I don't think it would be the best move for Mark at the moment. I think that he's still in a pretty great spot moving forward with all of the pretty boys together. I think that all of the pretty boys are Anthony and Dane are coming after Adam first, and Adam's coming after Anthony and Dane first, and Mark can sit back and watch. And I also think that he will, if he does manage to get to the final two, has a pretty good sort of like, hey, I'm just a guy. These people, they're so full of themselves. I know I'm condescending, but I have a charm to me. I got through this game in a different way than they did. They were manipulating people. They were bullies. You know, I think he has that sort of underdog-ish, you know, thing to him. So I don't think that making the move right now is the best move for Mark, but it could happen. We don't know. He doesn't talk to cameras anymore.
No. And when he did talk to the cameras, he did fancy himself to be a bit of a showman. He wanted to be the evil one. And now that him and his pretty boy crew have made it to jury, he could potentially see it as, well, I think he'll vote for me in the end. I mean, he's a pretty boy. I'm a pretty boy. So that could happen. If he wants to embrace this chaotic side that he's had to hide out now for the last week, We could see him consider doing it, but ultimately we just got to see how the rest of this week goes. And if he does feel like that's what he wants to do, you can bet exactly what you said. He's going to go approach Damian. Like he's going, if he's taking the shot, he's not going to try and miss. He's not going to do it hoping for the best. He'll have to put in the work to do it. And he will do that if he wants to do it.
Yes. So something funny that happened last night. They no longer have to sleep in the red room. It's too hot in there. So everyone's in the blue room now. Esty is very much missing Kiki because she has not had to be in the house without Kiki. And so she's like, "Do you just talk late at night, right? Like talk, right?" And they're like, "Sometimes." She's like, "Well, I think we should talk, guys. Where did life come from?"
Philosophical chats.
Is there life on other planets? And then she starts talking about explain the theory of evolution by Irwin.
Stay in school, Esty.
She then goes on to explain, like, Darwin's theory of evolution and how he came up with it. She has those details down, but apparently just can't remember his name.
Irwin. Aw. Poor
Irwin. Very funny.
Yeah. Esty's precious.
Yeah, Steve Irwin, yeah. As Bill Hall says in the chat. She then started talking about Freud, and that's when I went to bed. So that was happening. Apparently some, you know, echoes of what's happening this morning, obviously, not able to super keep up on it because it's happening as we were speaking, but, Corey has talked to Damian, told Damian, "You're good." She also said that she is sticking to her word. She will not be putting Adam or Sam up on the block, at least initially. Yeah. I think that she has now also talked to Anthony about possible, nominations. She did bring up Mark and Dane at one point, and Anthony said, I don't think that's the right one. So she was like, "Okay, Mark and Esty." And I think it might have landed back on Dane and Esty. I think that's where it is right now, but I can't be entirely sure. Again, tune in tomorrow morning at 11 a.m. Eastern. I'll have a much better idea at that point. But Dane and Esty with the possibility here of, if the veto is used, backdoor Sam seems to be the option here. So again, that's it's vague. I'm not 100% on that, but it seems to be what I'm getting from these conversations that are happening as we're doing this update.
Yeah. I think looking back for those three names, Mark could be the new pawn at this point, maybe. And then if the noms truly do end up being Dane and Esty, this veto draw will be really interesting because I think the veto will have a big say in what happens if those two are the ones going up, because I do think a backdoor plan is at least imminent, or if it isn't, best believe people are going to try and push for it.
Yes. I'm being told, yes, that is correct. She has, Gregory said she has already told Dane that he and Esty are going up. So that seems to be the plan here. So there you go. It could be interesting for sure. You know, I think that there are people who would not use the veto. Adam in particular, who has never lost a veto competition that he's played in. So if Adam gets drawn, that could be interesting. Adam doesn't use the veto, then they, of course, are in this position where it's Esty and Dane on the block. And again, it's like, even with Corey on board, it's kind of a hard sell, especially for Adam to Sam. And there has been so much tension between Adam and Dane and Sam and Adam and Sam and Dane that there could be some drama in that vote. You also got Mark as a bit of a wild card if he's left as a vote there. So there could be some drama that happens if the veto does not get used. I think Kira's not winning. Sam would not use it. Adam would not use it. Probably everyone else would, I think. So except for, you know, again, if unless Mark wants to take a shot, but I think Mark would probably just go ahead and do whatever. So things are not looking good for Sam, but things are also not looking good for Esty if things play out a certain way. And then again, the pretty boys could be in a tricky spot. Dane theoretically could be in danger, but we'll have to wait and see.
Yeah, contrary to other weeks, if Adam does win the veto this time, I just want my eyes completely focused on his interactions with Dane and if Dane approaches him and tries to convince him to use it, because, hey, we're together in this. We're the pretty boys. Like, take me off. Because especially after Dane and Adam having their conversations, and Dane keeps trying to say, like, you know, I'm all about us. I'm all about us. I'm just intrigued to see if that conversation does happen, or if at that point Dane's just convinced to keep it cool and take a back seat and just hope everything blows over.
Yes. All right. So that's what we've got for you. Anything else that you wanted to bring up, Puya?
Nope. I think we covered everything. And tomorrow's Live Feed update is going to be very fun to listen to. So
yes,
I'll be there.
So make sure you tune in tomorrow at 11 a.m. Eastern when I update you everything that happens today on the Big Brother Canada 7 live feeds. And then Sunday night, we'll be live to recap the episode of Big Brother Canada 7. Hopefully, we'll have Bruno with us from Big Brother Canada 3 and 5. And then Monday night, we will update the stock watch on the roundtable and talk about everything that happened over the course of the week and everything with the state of the house. All of it will be great. So tune in for all of that. You can find me on Twitter at Armstrong Taran. You can find Puya at Puyaism. And I want to thank you for joining us. See you next time.
All right. With the Lucky Land Slots, you can get lucky just about anywhere.
This is your captain speaking. We've got clear runway and the weather's fine, but we're just going to circle up here a while and get lucky. No, no, nothing like that. It's just these cash prizes add up quick. So I suggest you sit back, keep your tray table upright, and start getting lucky.
Play for free at LuckyLandSlots.com. Are you feeling lucky? No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
It's time for today's Lucky Land horoscope with Victoria Cash.
Life's gotten mundane, so shake up the daily routine and be adventurous with a trip to Lucky Land. You know what they say, your chance to win starts with a spin. So go to LuckyLandSlots.com to play over 100 social casino-style games for free for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. Get lucky today at LuckyLandSlots.com.
Available to players in the U.S., excluding Washington and Michigan. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply.